Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
WQAD Podcast Network.
The Cities with Jim Mertens, a production of WQPT, PBS for the Quad Cities region, a podcast in partnership with WQAD. What's going on in the Quad Cities? Activities, events, fun, politics, sports, local issues and opinions. And now, your host, Jim Mertens.
I'm Jim Mertens, and this is The Cities. Moline native Josh Duffy has kept Bix Beiderbecke's music alive ever since he was a high school student. But as a drummer, one of his heroes really is legendary Gene Krupa. Well, now Josh's signature band, Josh Duffy and his orchestra, is marking 20 years of playing with a special concert at Rock Island's Lincoln Park. We got to talk to him about that, Bix, and a whole lot more. 20th anniversary of your orchestra. I mean, time flies. But you know what? How important was this orchestra to your life?
Yeah, it was really important. I started it when I was 21 years old. And so I was, at that point, an adult that could enjoy an adult beverage. And it's like, well, you know what? I've been wanting to do music like this for a long time. And the music of the 20s, 30s, and 40s, there weren't too many groups around the Quad Cities playing it in a big band atmosphere. So I thought, well, I wanted to come out and do something a little bit different, play music that other groups possibly aren't performing. And I had a lot of people that kept saying, no, you can't do a big band. That's too difficult. No, you can't do that. And I literally said, this is something I want to do. This is my dream. So I had people that were supporting me along the way. And that's how we got to that first concert on June 30th of 2001. And I did everything myself as far as booking the venue, getting sponsors, selling tickets, getting the music, getting everything organized. It was a one-man show for doing that with support of other people on the outside. But I didn't have like a crew of people that could help me like the Bix Festival does. They have all the volunteers. It was just me. And I had the event at the Moline Community Center on Fifth Avenue in Moline because I wanted to also pay homage to Louis Belson because he was such an important part of my musical life. And there I was on Fifth Avenue, just a couple blocks where the Belson Music Store was. And that's where we had the first concert. And I'm thinking, oh, a couple people will probably show up. Well, there were hundreds of people there. And we broke fire code. And the fire marshal showed up and said, everything's okay. Just make sure no more people come in. And so the music went on. There was people dancing. The band sounded fantastic. And it was the start to what's been an amazing 20 years.
Well, and it wasn't just a phase in your life. You would think that, you know, as a kid, and 21, I know you're an older kid, but to have this love of 20s, 30s, big bands, 40s music, you would think it might be a phase, but wow, it's been a real integral part of your life.
It has been. And the first concert is what started it all. And growing up, I was going down to the Hunters Club in Rock Island, listening to the Riverboaters Jazz Band on Friday nights and sitting in with bands and getting the experience. So when I had my own big band, here I am leading it, getting to pick the music and in charge. And at that time, the two drummers that were really influential in my life were Louis Belson and the great Gene Krupa. And Louis Belson won Krupa's contest in 1941, beat out 10,000 drummers. And the music that his orchestra had was so exciting to play, especially from a drumming standpoint. So that's why I wanted to do that music on my first show and call it a tribute to Gene Krupa. So thinking, well, people will know that name. They don't know my name yet. So they'll come out and enjoy that Krupa music. So I found arrangements that were just like the records. The band sounded fantastic with solos and everything, but that's what started everything. Then after I did that first show, I was starting to get more into the music of the 20s because I realized there weren't a lot of people playing the Bix style music in its true form. So that's what started everything. And so it was starting in the like late 30s and 40s, but then I took in the 1920s. So I had a great, more or less 30 year span of music I could cover.
Well, and you're still honoring Gene Krupa. That is the point of your concert. It's coming up in Lincoln Park in Rock Island, Tuesday, June 29th. COVID restrictions. Come one, come all. It's free. About that. That's an exciting concert. It's going to mark your anniversary, but also, like you said, salute the great Gene Krupa.
Exactly. So I, when I was thinking of this, and I realized with this being our 20th anniversary year that COVID restrictions were being lifted, I'm like, okay, this is going to be great. I wanted to bring back all that music that we played from our first performance. Some of those we haven't played in 20 years. So the music's going to come back, and I've got new Gene Krupa arrangements, but I thought, what better venue than Linkin Park and their great concert series they have there, Under the Stars, right there on the park is so beautiful. And a free concert for people just to come out and hear big band music with vocals and what it would have sounded like back in 2001. And so that's why I think it's a fantastic combination. It's one day shy of our actual concert date of June 30th, but that's as close as we could get. And the Moline Community Center is not there anymore. The Planning Center is on Fifth Avenue, and that's actually run by Matt Sievertson, who's one of my saxophone players. So it's a neat kind of a bond that we have together. It's like, hey, my workplace is where you had your first concert, but we can't take the whole big band into his workplace and fill it with people.
Well, I want to take you from big band to jazz, because I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Bix Beiderbecke and the Bix Fest that's coming up. You are going to be your concert performer there. But I mean, this is a huge year. It's the 50th year of the festival, but it's also a milestone in, well, sadly, I was going to say Bix's life, but actually it's Bix's passing.
Right. It's going to mark the 90th anniversary of Bix's passing, because he passed away on August 6, 1931. And so what I've actually worked out with the Bix board, because I've been off the board for 4 years now just to pursue more of the music end of it, my Greystone Monarchs will be performing Friday evening, August 6th at the 8 p.m. time slot. So when we get to 8:30 p.m., which will be 9:30 p.m. Eastern time when Bix passed, the group is going to stop, do a moment of silence for Bix, and then we're going to go into Singing the Blues. And that will be an entire Bix set between 8 and 9 p.m., where people can hear all the Bix music from the Trumbauer days, from the Wolverines, from Whiteman, and from Goldkett, to really honor Bix on that anniversary of his passing.
Talk about honoring Bix. I mean, in the 20 years since you started your orchestra to now, you sit there and you look at what Davenport has done with the Bix Museum and the fest continuing. I mean, the salute to Bix, as you know, is well deserved, but wow, it's really well preserved as well.
It is. I think it's so exciting what's happening here in Davenport for people really embracing Bix. Again, from the museum starting up and gaining a lot of momentum with people coming through to check things out. And now again, with everything being lifted, they can get out there and see the exhibit more. But we're back in the roaring 20s again. And a lot of people have to remember when everything was happening back in the late teens with the flu epidemic and then people wearing masks. That's part of the reason the roaring 20s happened, is they could ditch the mask, go out, have a good time, because it was safe to go back out. We're reliving that 100 years later. So that's why people are so excited to get back out. And for me, I've got the pure music of the 20s that I can provide the Quad City community to, and not to more or less relive 100 years ago, but to now celebrate. We're moving forward. We're back in the roaring 20s. Let's have a good time.
That's Josh Duffy. Josh Duffy and his orchestra's special 20th anniversary concert, Tuesday, June 29th at Linkin Park in Rock Island.
Thanks for listening to The Cities with Jim Mertens. And watch The Cities Thursday nights at 7, Sunday afternoon at 4, and Monday night at 6 on WQPT, PBS for the Quad Cities region.
WQAD Podcast Network.